this on? Is it on? You better believe Madison Hinton is on. Joining us today is the she-larious Madison Hinton from Atlanta, Georgia, best known for her Vine videos as the Big Dick Bitch. The popularity of these videos have catapulted her into internet stardom.
Listen as Madison chats with us about the roller coaster ride her life has been lately, now that she's transitioning from an adult entertainer to an entertainer for adults.
Plus, Honey Dip, President Obama, and what really happened between Jay-Z and Solange Knowles.
A new fake study says 70% of parents would kick their kids out of their home if they found out they were Homo sapiens.
And a real study reveals that doctors can't research the health of black men because they keep getting sent to prison. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun.
Attention all non-basic queens. Attention all non-basic queens. Show how fierce and fabulous you are with our drag queen-inspired t-shirts.
Reading is fundamental.
Hunty.
The shade is strong with this one.
And Shantae. Fabulous fashion for guys and gals with charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. Available at feastoffun.com/store.
Our guest today is Madison Hinton, best known for her outrageous videos on YouTube and Vine as the Big Dick Bitch.
That's me. Hi.
Their popularity have won her a small but modest and exciting and growing media empire from the city of Atlanta, Georgia. We just taped a cooking video where Madison made for us some meaty, healthy spaghetti. And she joins us from our home studio in Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, Chicago. Hi, everybody. I'm here in person. I'm here.
Welcome. Madison, welcome. And Tommy Hall joins us as well.
Hello.
Last time we taped a show with April Carrion, we didn't
introduce
you. April
Carrion, so. She was darling.
April is beautiful. I met April at the reunion.
Inside
she's
and
got
out.
A nice booty, but her booty is nothing compared
Baby.
To
does
your
not
booty.
Compare.
Let me tell you
show
something.
For the your video booty camera, needs your, another room. Your
We're gonna just Tommy stand up next to her butt for scale.
You want to scale a booty?
Yes.
Are we booty
stand
scaling?
Up and show it.
There's the
oh,
camera.
There's
there.
The camera.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Just show that ass. Woo.
That
oh,
is.
I could sit
a butt.
Right on it.
Damn, honey.
Damn.
Peanut.
What'd you
must
feed that
Jellicas
thing?
Must be jam don't shake.
Yeah.
Must
she
be
feeds
Jellicas,
it lots
jam
of
don't
meaty
shake.
Spaghetti is
yeah,
what
I
she
know.
Feeds it. And if you don't believe me, you can watch our cooking video at youtube.com/feastoffun. Madison was kind enough to give us her recipe for meaty spaghetti. And
it was good.
It was delicious.
So much meat.
Yes.
Is this thing on? I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm not
is
sure
it
we're
on?
Recording.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Is it on? Is it on? Is this bitch recording?
This is on.
It's
okay.
On.
Right
so
here.
The question of the day is it on? Is this bitch recording? You start all your videos with that. How did it come about?
Well, I started my videos like that because I was joking around on the camera.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know, was my mug on? Like, am I looking pretty? Am I looking gorgeous? Am I that girl?
Yeah.
Is it me? And, you know, I just was doing it all the time. Like, is it on? Is it on? Is it on? And people thought that I was dumb. Like, girl, this girl don't even know the camera on. She's so stupid. And then when I sat there, I was like, okay, well, let me just.
It's like leaving a voice message.
Yes, you know.
But why did it stick? Like, what was it so important to say, this is on?
Well, it stuck because people found out that that was the gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, okay, well, now I want to know, well, is it on? Is it on?
It took a new meaning.
Yeah, it took a whole new meaning mm-hmm. to it, just like New Weave did.
Mm. 22 inches.
22 inches, honey.
And why then, is 22 inches so important for a
well,
weave?
Well, honey,
because I don't
mean,
wear a weave, so I don't know.
Well, I know. You never know, darling, until you get up under a piece of weave, honey, and you know that if it's shoulder length, you don't feel your fish. But, honey, once it's flowing down your back, it gives you your inner Ariel, and you start to say, ah.
Is it on? Is it on?
Is it on? Is it on? Like that.
Is that the longest it's been, 22 inches?
Well,
this is longer,
yeah,
what you're wearing now.
Yeah, this is a 28.
Ooh.
28. Show it.
You need to update your catchphrase.
Show it to the camera.
28 inches, honey. Yes, 28 inches.
There's like several colors here, though.
It's ombre. It's
It's a masterpiece.
Whatever white woman's hair this is, ma'am, I do thank you. Okay.
Her name is Amber.
Yes, Amber.
Well, hi, Amber. Most of it comes from India or China, right?
Child, honey, wherever it comes from, I love it. Tell them I said thank you.
It's everywhere.
You go by the nickname the Big Dick Bitch.
Yeah, that's my alter ego when I'm doing adult. Okay. And right now I'm
people kind of like know that, like, they every your family calls you that.
No, my family calls me. No, I'm still not, but you know.
Is that your African name?
No. Yeah. Yeah, but no, my family calls me. They don't call me that. It's just like the people in the business, they call me that. But yeah, everybody calls me Madison or Maddie or
Madison.
Miss
Hinton, if you're nasty.
Miss Hinton, if you're real.
Did you always know that you had a big dong?
Yes, I didn't know that. I knew that when I was...
How did you know that?
It slapped you in the face?
Well, it didn't slap me in the face, but I was swimming in the pool, and this is when I was a young boy. Yes, because I did start out as a boy, ladies and gentlemen. I did.
You heard it here.
Okay.
You heard it here.
And that's why you have TS in front of
your name. Yes. Well, I had TS because I was an escort it's a whole...
What does it stand for? Table salt?
TS stands for too much stuff. I told y'all that before. Too much stuff, honey.
So you're swimming in the pool.
And like, I'm from a house of all boys.
Yeah.
And my
how many brothers do you have?
I have three brothers, and then my aunt's kids were like my brothers. We all lived in one house, honey. We were not poor, but honey, we were not rich. And we, you know, we survived off of family. And
so how many people was in the household total?
Oh, it was six boys, my mom, my aunt, my aunt's husband, and six, three, nine.
That's like the
10.
Brady Bunch?
Okay.
Like 10 people.
It's like a black Brady
That's
Bunch.
Like that
like a black Brady Bunch, yes. You
Here's
know,
the story.
Of a bitch named Brady.
Of a girl named Hinton.
And we had a pool, above ground pool. This was before Hurricane Andrew.
Yeah.
And we had an above ground pool, and I was swimming in the pool, and they was like, look at it, look. And I was like, look at what? Oh. You know, y'all don't have one this size. It's not that size.
You were skinny dipping.
No, I was swimming and it just came out of the pan.
It got stuck in the filter. Yeah.
You can't keep
so your brothers
beast down.
Were not as endowed as you.
No, well, now I think, because I heard girls tell me that my brother has a big slong, and I'm like, well, is he bigger than me? You know, and I think that's so gross when you think about my brother's kind of
idea. I would say, like, if you have a big dick, you're kind of destined to do porn.
Well, that is true, you know, but it's not about doing porn. It's about porn is a business.
Yeah.
And see, people think that people like to just fuck. Now, there are some bitches that like to fuck, but I'm not one
they
of
They use
those
the girls. Porn as an excuse to it's, get
that's
laid.
That's an excuse.
Okay.
I am
Hey, listen, I support that.
Well, I mean, that's if that's what you like, but I'm an extreme businesswoman.
You're an entrepreneur.
Yes, entrepreneur. Bonjour.
Très bien.
Yes.
And did it cause you any anxiety? Because I know for some trans women and people and men that there's a lot of anxiety when you present yourself publicly as such. And pornography is a lot about revealing your body and making yourself vulnerable. Did you have any anxiety about that?
Well, yeah, because sometimes I'm nervous about my weight.
Yeah,
my weight fluctuates sometimes.
So your weight was more of an issue for you than being transgender.
Child, I'm transgender is the best thing I can ever be. If you are transgender and you have not capitalized off that bitch, you're crazy.
What do you mean by capitalize?
You must capitalize off it, honey. You are a work of art. You are a gift.
Now now some of them are bricks. And what are you going to do if you're a brick?
Step your pussy up, honey. Step your pussy
and
up.
And how
step
does
your
one
pussy
step
up?
One's pussy up?
One takes hormones. One takes woman's classes, honey, in the mind. Tell yourself in your mind that I do look like a woman. I feel like a woman on the inside, but on the outside, it's not displaying. So I need to take the necessary things. Now, I do understand that everybody does not have the financial resources to do those things.
Or the willpower.
Right.
Because it takes a lot of energy to transition.
It does. And it
takes, some people just don't transition because it's too much of an effort.
And it's costly.
Yeah.
It's very costly. So you do have bricks that are out there that look exactly like bricks and stuff like that. But you have to take your time in your transition. We want to transition overnight. Mm-hmm. And I'm guilty of it myself because I have such a long backstory. I'll give you a little piece. I used to work the streets a long time ago, long. I'm about to be 38 years old, so I have a long history of a long life history.
You said black doesn't crack.
Black don't crack, honey. Don't
forget that. Pale doesn't stale.
Yes, it doesn't. Pale don't stale and black don't crack. You heard it right here, honey, on the Feast of Hum radio show. But
yeah,
I used to. And this was long time ago, and I got a big ass and big hips and stuff like that because. In Miami, it was a competition of, it wasn't about being pretty. It was about who can stop the car. Mm-hmm. Everything was based around survival. You were stopping these cars because you had, this you were as a prostitute on the street and you had to eat. So if a girl has a bigger ass than you, a man don't see your face first. He sees mm-hmm. your ass. So if he sees a big ass going down the street, he's going to pull over like, hey, you know, what's up? You know, blah, 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 blah. So I did get caught up into the whole silicone thing or whatever, trying to rush my transition or whatever. Even though my body is not hard. OK, my body is like
voluptuous. Silicone.
Yes. Silicone. Even though I didn't do it overnight, I still
did.
So
you went to like a pumping party.
Yeah, pumping party.
Because there's some woman in Miami who just got arrested because she was pumping people and they died.
Honey, which one? Oh, you're talking about Duchess.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, I know Duchess personally. I actually have had an experience. Yes.
What happened?
Well, I mean, and this is in no way any shade to Miss Duchess or whatever, but, you know, I have a little scarring. Just little bits of scarring or whatever, but it was a life lesson for me. You know, me being older than her, I supposed to have known better than dealing with a under the table situation, especially with someone so young and don't have any a medical experience and stuff like that. You know, I should have had the thought of, okay, Maddie, you know better. But it was me saying, bitch, I need some more ass because, honey.
You're in the moment.
Don't go to Home Depot and get yourself a silicone cock gun because that shit is going to fuck you up.
Fuck you up, okay?
Yes. Go all get some medical grade silicone.
Yeah, and some girls have it. Some of the pumping doctors do have it. You know,
but some of them just literally use Home Depot shit.
Girl.
And shit'll fuck you up. I mean, dangerous.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But I think she was using, it was mineral oil. It wasn't. And I will vouch and say that it was mineral oil. It wasn't.
When the first time you got injected with silicone, how did that feel? What was the sensation like?
The sensation was like, it felt like someone was peeing on you.
Is it warm?
It's, you know, it was
warm
cold.
And lovely.
The way it was running down the leg. Because I got pumped.
Did it numb you or anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was running through. I was like, oh my God. I was so scared.
You feel like you peed your pants?
No, I felt like that. I didn't know.
You were going to die.
Yeah.
Sometimes that silicone can break off and then
it
travels
to your heart.
And
the lung. And
then your body reacts by heating up.
Yeah.
Like you have a fever.
I was so scared. Yeah. I was nervous. I first got pumped when I was about 18, 19 years old. This is old stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh my God. But I wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big problem with us, with the transgender women. We want to do it so bad that we would take risk.
Because everyone wants the overnight.
You want the overnight. You want to be a woman at all costs. At all costs, you want to have that. You want to be perceived by the public as, yes, bitch, feminine and women have curves.
Yeah.
So all you girls that ain't got no curves. Your man.
Women come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, I'm just being a mess. Please. I'm a barrel of fun, honey. So don't take anything I say take some of that shit I say seriously.
But are you sort of kind of like teasing people and be like, ha, 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 I am feminine.
I'm fishier than you are.
No, because I mean, I get clocked down too.
Oh.
But it doesn't matter. See, I've come to a point in my life where I've been through enough life experiences to understand that. Those people that are not paying your bills or those people that don't have any effect over your total well-being are irrelevant. So they can call you. They can stand across the street and call me a man 15 times, honey. As long as they're not calling me broke. When they start calling me broke, then I'm going to get out there.
And I think that's at the core, I don't want to bring this up again because I think we kind of like talked about this extensively with all our guests this past season. But the controversy over RuPaul's Drag Race clocking challenge and the use of the word shemale and the backlash that transgender bloggers had, and then your video kind of...
That video went crazy.
Went viral.
Yeah.
And at the core of all this discussion, I think, is like not calling somebody what they don't want to be called.
Right. You know, and I'm not sitting here condoning that it's okay for... But it's just like, okay, they've called you that. So what?
And so what I add to that conversation, as I say, you know, as gay men, we have been really, really good about reclaiming the word gay and even the word faggot.
I hate that word. Now, that word I hate.
But we've in some senses, like, it doesn't really bother us that much.
When
Alec Baldwin used it, you know, there was an outcry against that. And so the whole thing with the she-male is, like, most of us as gay men were like, get over it, girlfriend. You know, it's like, listen, I embraced my slur words. You should, too. But that's not for us to make that decision for
right.
them.
Right. And I didn't want to make any suggestion in any way that they were not supposed to be offended. But yeah. My problem was they were questioning my validity as a trans woman because I was not offended. Oh, mm-hmm. you must identify with a gay man because you're not offended by the term she-male. I'm like, bitch, kiss my ass, because let me tell you what the term I don't associate with, honey. Broke. I don't associate with hungry. I don't associate with homeless. I don't associate mm-hmm. with those types of words. So don't think that because I didn't get offended because S-H-E-M-A-I-L was something that was displayed on a very popular show did not offend me, and the word she-male or tranny does not offend me.
If you go on Twitter and you search she-male, you'll see all this hate, all these assholes.
Well, Twitter's full of a lot of haters.
So if it would have been, ooh, girl, you're broke.
Yeah. That been but no, you get on Twitter and you search. There's terms nigger and cracker and baby. Words like that, like words that have mm-hmm. been like on two opposing sides for years. Those words are we gave them power. Black people use the term nigga now. Mm-hmm. We took the power out of the word. We took that back. You know, I don't condone that either. I don't think that we should be using that term because we know, you know, where it stemmed from. We know the harshness of it. Mm-hmm. Some of our ancestors' last words that they heard was die, nigga, die. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So tranny is not as not an extreme term to me because, okay, I am a tranny, but I'm not a nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Sure. I am a trans woman, but I'm
now,
not.
Do you refer to trans women as tranny though?
No,
because like most of the trans women I know do
use that. Yeah,
yeah. In private conversations, yeah, we talk. But if we're out, we say, you know, she's a trans woman, or her name. I'll just say her name.
It's about being respecting people, you know. And if you're coming from a place of respect, or you're paying up a place of irreverence.
Well, I mean, we all gonna sit around. RuPaul is not a tranny. But we say tranny. I mean, we're just having general conversation. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, people don't understand. Heterosexual America only sees black and white. Okay? If they know what you were born, I don't care how beautiful you are. They say man or tranny or she-male. That's what they do.
And you know, what I say to people like you is that you were born to be an ambassador. To bridge these worlds together, and you're doing that, and you know. And to RuPaul, and God bless RuPaul. I love RuPaul. It's like I want to see you be the person who brings us together. You know, it's like RuPaul can do that.
He has that power.
He has that power.
He has such a strong influence. Like,
but I think this controversy has kind of scared him a bit, or hurt his feelings, he's taking it personally.
Me, like, I don't think that he's afraid of the situation. I personally think that. He like, bitch, I don't got time for that. Like, I don't have time for that.
It's
like,
negativity.
I don't have time for that. Like, I'm such a positive. Everybody say love.
Yeah.
Everybody say love.
Love.
That's him.
But it's hard to say love when you still have hate in your heart, you know? Not that he has hate in the heart, but there's a lot of unresolved anguish and pain.
You just
and suffering.
You just like for him to address in the shade.
Yeah.
Hey.
I think so. And because he's so powerful.
And he's just been very cryptic about it. Just like a couple tweets and comparing to people that are outraged to, like, you know, the pigs
and, you know what?
And the animal farm.
I trust that RuPaul will do this.
Yeah.
I trust in, you know, how the secret. Oprah's the secret. Proceed as if this change will happen, and it will happen.
It'll be in season 7.
Well, we'll see. I mean, he could even come back and say, ooh, Kira, we got RuMail. It would be fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's just now when they say, ooh, girl, I'm like, well, where's the she-male?
Okay. Like, yeah, it's like,
but you're still looking for the male.
Yeah.
I would have loved to say, hey, girl, you got a secret message from RuPaul. Or, hey, girl, it's a little telegranny.
Something. You know? I mean, something. He's so great with catchphrases.
Come up with stuff, you know, because having the same thing over and over again. gets a little tired.
Well, because Logo edited it. I don't think World of Wonder edited it for it.
Logo fixed, yeah.
They're like, you fix this. And
they're like, I'm not going to fix it. You fix it. Because let me tell you, I say all sorts of stupid shit on this show. And sometimes I regret it and I want to edit it out. But it takes time to find that shit and pull it out and then re-upload it.
But you said what came from your heart at that moment. Sometimes we speak what how we feel at that moment, you know? And that doesn't make us bad individuals. That's just how we felt at that moment. You know,
but then you move on, you move forward.
What did you feel at
the
moment that you made a porn video dressed as Michelle Obama giving a guy wearing an Obama mask a blowjob?
I felt, honey, like the first lady.
That was the name of that video, because I just stumbled across it.
Doing the duty of the first lady.
Well, honey, I think, what was it called? Evelyn, what did I call that video? It was called
Oval Office?
It was called Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Yes. I thought I was going to get some real bad backlash from that. You know what I'm saying? But that video, that video and DVD actually got nominated for most outrageous scenes or something.
For like the Grammy, so like porn awards?
Some kind of porn thing.
Do you think Michelle and Barack sat around and watched it? Do you think?
I don't know. Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Did you send a copy of it to the White House?
You think I would have the Secret Service wearing my house? You know? No, God.
Some of those guys are fine, though.
Oh, yes.
You're like, come in, you first, and then you, and then you. You two can come in together.
Yes. But porn, I mean, you people don't understand. Porn really is in everyone's home. Everyone. Whether it's people have a secret stash of porn.
I watch porn.
Well, you better.
Yeah, baby.
I watch porn. Yeah. Not very often, though. But
I think it's...
So what was your first time like? Were you nervous?
On a camera?
Yeah, I don't... You're saying because you're...
I'm never nervous of anything. Like, and now that my career is changing around, I stand on a stage in front of hundreds and sometimes thousands of people. And I'm standing there and I just come out of, yes, God, honey, blah, 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 whatever comes to my mind. Like, I don't have any fear of anything because I've been at death's door many times. And I'm like, these are fucking people. Like, if I ain't died yet, honey, they ain't gonna kill me.
That's what I think a lot of new performers don't realize is the audience is there to see you win, to see you triumph.
Yes.
And once you embrace that, it's like
well, it's two
fun,
people that come to see you, people that love you and people that hate you.
Oh, really?
Entertain them both.
And make them pay.
Give them hell, honey. Yes.
So how do you transition out of the sex work into film and then into just, you know, becoming a personality? Because now you're a personality.
You just do it. I mean, I get people to say, oh, well, she does porn and she's a this. I get people with that negative stuff. And I'm like, well, honey, you know, I have to appeal to everybody. There's the man that jacks off. And then there's the man, honey, that wants to laugh. So
do you think that the porn past actually kind of helped your career? Because it's like you're already a recognized name.
Yeah. I mean, because when I started doing things, like, men were contacting me saying, Maddie, I just want to tell you, I'm so proud of you. I've watched you grow as a person. I've watched you blossom from a small flower to a large tree. Like, and you're very strong now. You have a voice.
I could be Barbara Walters right now. If you were a tree, which tree would you be?
I would be an oak tree.
That's the same answer everybody
gets.
Oak. A black oak.
Honey.
did you buy a...
Yeah. That was very Barbara.
Barbara
Walters.
Shout out to Barbara who just retired.
Yes.
Congratulations, you know. Barbara, honey, on gracefully walking away from The View. And
yes.
Honey, she is 1 foot in the grave.
She's not walking
away. Gracefully walking away. She's using a walker.
Well, why did somebody say they fired her?
They didn't fire her.
No, she had a...
She still owns that. She owns
she's
it.
She's still the executive producer on
that. Oh, yeah.
And will continue to... And she's going to do specials.
She's
you know
great.
She's going to do
but
stuff.
She's a great...
She's going to interview
she's
people
like
to
the Cher farewell
dies.
Tour. There's never a farewell. It's like
when,
coming back.
When Oprah said she was ending the Oprah Winfrey Show, then why are you still interviewing people?
Well, honey, that's
it's
Oprah.
Called The Next Chapter.
Right, The Next Chapter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. And you know, in some ways, I actually kind of like seeing Oprah getting out of the studio and going to people's homes. And
yeah,
she used to do that on an old show where she just show up at people's house. What's for dinner? Like, Oprah's at my house asking for food.
Yes, honey, let me cook something now.
Madison, what's the next chapter for you?
The next chapter for Madison is to be, I love that word you used today, an ambassador.
You are.
What I like to do is I like to live my life open and public so that trans women who have went through similar struggles like myself can see that there is a way out. There is a way. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. It is. Just all you have to do is just keep on the path.
What kind of conversation did you have with Parker Molloy? She was a guest on our podcast, and she was one of the people that was really kind of calling RuPaul out on the she-male gate.
Well, she was really, she didn't like a lot of things that I said because she felt like that I was supporting a abuse against trans women and verbal abuse and misgendering, you know, trans women. And I explained to her very softly because I don't fight big wars with big words and books and all that. I told her, ma'am, each one of us have our own life. We have our own struggle. We have our own path. That is yours. This is mine. It's okay for us to disagree with each other on certain situations. Mm-hmm. I haven't walked in the shoes that you walked in and what you feel about trans, tranny, and all these words. So I haven't walked in that the way you walking in. I've walked in this, and this is what I've done, and this is the way I feel. When I speak, and people that relate to me agree with me. People that don't agree with you. It's okay. There was Malcolm X. There was Martin Luther King. There were people that they were on the
who's
same
the
team.
Who's the Malcolm X and who's the
Martin Luther? I am Malcolm X, honey.
Who's the MLK and who's the Martin? Because they're kind of like, you know, in some way, do you consider yourself the radical and she's the conservative? Or?
Well, I mean.
Or the mainstream and the extremist?
Well, I mean, mainstream has it means nothing to me because if you don't have she has a lot of people. She writes for the Huffington Post, right?
Advocate.
She's an advocate for the Huffington Post, you know. And I tip my hats off to anyone, any trans woman. In the words of Laverne Cox, any trans woman that has a presence in the media, I applaud and tip my hats off to them. Will they say that stuff about me? Probably not. But I have a lot of influence over people, a lot of influence in the media. Just right now, I'm listening to Soulja Boy and Nicki Minaj's song, Yes, Bitch, Yes. Now, you know, looking at my videos on Vine and all this stuff, I was saying, Yes, Bitch, Yes. And then you got all these straight people remaking my Vines and saying yes. And it's just, I'm a part of pop culture. So they can't say that I don't matter. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Have I stepped my pussy up in the way that I try to put things out in the universe? Yes, because I'm really coming to find out that there are people that really value what I say. They value my opinion and stuff. And I have to say, Maddie, okay, let me think about this first before I release this into the atmosphere or whatever. And there were some things that Parker turned me on to. She asked me, and I like this question that she asked me. She said, Madison, I think she really tried to put me on the spot. So let me ask you a question. This is what she said. She said, let me ask you a question. So do you think trans women are really women? I said, in the mind, yes. She said, do you believe that trans women are really women? I said, in the mind, yes, I do believe that because gender is identity. Genitals is sex.
And what did she say to you after she said that?
She's, oh my God, I wish I would have saved the tweet, but I think she said something like, okay, well, you don't think that they could physically be this and the other. And I was like, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm from a religious background, maybe because I have a religious influence. The Bible says he made Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. That's what the Bible says.
But they've done CAT scans on brain scans on transgender women before they even transition. Okay. And they have the different brain patterns.
Okay, well,
associated with the gender.
Hey, and yeah. I don't dispute that.
There's
a
physiological difference between a transgender woman before transitioning and a cisgendered man.
Well, maybe. Hey, I fall in another category. I don't know.
But I think that there's a lot of variety.
You're kind of saying the same thing. Like in the mind, mind is.
The mind.
But the mind is a part of your body still.
Right. Yeah, you know, but honey,
we try to
that.
Separate those two, but yeah, it's but the you same can't, thing.
You know? It is. But my thing is, she asked me that, and that's the way I answered the question. I don't know if she thought I was going to come back and say, no, I don't think. I think they're men. And I think people think that when I say I was born male, that I am a man. That doesn't make me that. Like, I identify as a woman now. Like, and I'm tell you, at first I did this stuff, and I have to be honest. And if people know anything about me, I'm an honest bitch, okay? When I first started transitioning, it was for sexual gratification. It was because I watched women. I admired women being taken care of by men, and I would see the kind of man that I want. Like, I couldn't, a gay man, I couldn't do anything for me because he liked other men. You know what I'm saying? I liked the way that a man liked and loved a woman, liked and take
and treated,
to,
a,
treated
woman.
A woman and took care of a woman. So my first experiences in transsexual was, it was sexual. It was sexual. But after I lived the life, when I started to really, I was like, oh my God, like I really am. I'm a chick. You know, if you come to my house, you wouldn't even think that there's a man that lives there, or you wouldn't think a man lived there. You would think an old white lady lived there, with old Jewish white lady with money that lives there. You would think a lady with
a lot
of money.
You have a nice house.
There. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
I would like to live in your house.
Start selling your pussy.
Come on in, honey.
Step in. Wipe your feet off and then step
come
in.
Come on in.
I like that you compare your windows to as wide as your ass.
As wide as your back, honey. Big wide shoulders or whatever.
When a door shuts, Madison's window open.
That's it, honey. Come on in.
Yes.
Why do you think that we're having so much of this discussion at this point in time?
Well, because now we are becoming more mainstream.
Yeah.
We're becoming more mainstream. And thank you, RuPaul, for actually displaying our lives on television. And you know, some people are going to come down on me because I said that, but people look at us as gay. Like, we're part of the gay community. Whether we're trans women or not, they're going to see us as a part of the gay community. We have to take the platforms that we are given and explain to people that want to listen. There's some people that are not going to want to listen at all.
It's education.
It's it. You have to take that platform and make them understand. If they don't understand, it's fine. Find comfortability in yourself. Be confident in yourself. If you reach a small group of people, you've done an amazing thing.
2014 has been a huge year. I mean, you can't deny.
Right.
That. And part of it is Laverne, the rise of Laverne Cox as an actual working mainstream transgender actor,
actress, producer. I mean,
what I really like to see is Hollywood casting transgender actors playing any role, you know, because I think that's the big criticism or the big debate is getting lost in that, you know, wanting a transgender actor play a transgender character. And I say that's not important. What's important is that we want to see, you know, actors working. And sometimes they discriminate people for all sorts of reasons. And unfortunately, transgender is one of them.
Well, I mean, we have to break the cycle. We have to break the cycle. She, as a producer, now needs to start casting trans women in other roles.
Hello, Lana Wachowski. Are you listening?
I mean, she, as a producer, she has that power. Now, she has that platform now.
She got the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she has that platform now to do that. Once you get to an area where you have a platform to make a change, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
What's your family's take on your becoming an internet celebrity?
Well, my mom now, she's like, oh my God, I was in the grocery store and somebody recognized me and they was like, I love you, Miss Mary. I was like, oh, mommy, get used to it, honey, because you ain't seen nothing yet, darling. You ain't seen nothing.
Has anybody in your family be like, why do you have to do those videos? Can't you get a job at a telecommunications company?
No, my mom actually, she did that at first, but then she started seeing, my mom started researching me.
Oh, really?
Your mom was Googling.
Yeah, and she started seeing.
That can be dangerous.
Well, she knew I did. Like, I never kept that I did adult work. Never. Because you can't keep that type of stuff away from your parents.
Has your parents watch your porn video and be like,
honey, my mama died when I did that Wonder Woman skit. Did you see when I did Wonder Woman?
No, I didn't see that one.
My mom died.
What was that skit like?
I spun around and I did
Wonder Woman. Oh, I saw that.
And I turned into Wonder Woman. Yes. My mother died. She said, baby, I ain't never know Wonder Woman to be that fat. And we died. That was the craziest stuff. And you know, she says, Boo, you're so creative. Like, you are so creative. You have so many talents. Use your talents on something else. I was like, mommy, but you know, we all have sex, honey. You had sex to get me.
That's what some people tell me, and probably they tell you, is like, you're an extremely intelligent person. And if you wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer or something, you could totally do it and be rich at this.
Yeah, but I'm rich at that stuff. Like, I had money before the rest of, while these girls are now just getting money, I had money before them.
Yeah.
So nothing that they say can hurt me because I've had money before them.
You did work for a lot of different telecommunications companies
at
AT&T.
Yes.
And you were saying that they were more concerned with which bathroom you're going to use instead of your job performance.
Yes, they were. That was the biggest issue. It was which bathroom were you going to use? Because, and one of those raggedy ass bitches said that they came in the bathroom, honey, and I was standing up peeing and they heard me saying,
yeah.
I was like, what? Why would I stand in the bathroom and in a man's voice say, yeah? What kind of ignorance?
Well, she was trying to get you into trouble.
Yeah, she was. Something. But how can you get me in trouble for using the bathroom? And I asked human resources, ma'am. So you're gonna put me? You're gonna make me use the man's room? And what if I'm standing in front of the stall with my panties all the way around my ankles and my skirt pulled up and I'm standing there just draining in high heels and draining the lizard, and a man walks in and like, what the fuck? You know, and I live in Miami.
So how did this get resolved? That you feel safest in?
Well, what I told them was, we can either do this the easy way or the hard. I did my Joan Crawford on them.
I own 51% of this company.
We can do this the easy way or the hard way, honey, because this ain't my first time at the rodeo. Bitch, I can either use the women's restroom or you can open up a bathroom specifically for me in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Take your pick.
And so what did they do?
Well, I wasn't finished, honey. Okay. And I told them, you can make a bathroom specifically for me in the back, or I'll use the men's room and I'll allow one of those men to attack me, honey, and I can own shares of this company.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
Because they put you in danger.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I always say, anybody's going to use the bathroom that they feel safest in. Because when you got to take a shit,
It's going to take some time.
Yeah. It's like, you're not there to fuck with anybody. You're there to take a shit.
Well, they end up opening a bathroom in the back specifically for me. And I no shade. I don't know if girls... I've taken full advantage of me being a trans woman. Full.
Was it a nice bathroom?
No. Well, it was okay. It was mine.
Did you let other people use it?
It was just a bathroom.
Yeah, it was mine. You understand what I'm saying?
Did people have to be nice to you if they wanted to use your bathroom?
Yeah. I took the power away from them.
Were there anything special in there? Some men's candies?
No, honey. They could have put a man in there. You know, that would have been great. But just to sum it all up, we have to take the power away from the people that are oppressing us. When we take the power, when we take the negativity they give us and we turn that into power, then we are strong people. We are strong. We have to take those words like shemale and tranny and turn that shit back against them and stuff like that or whatever and call them.
I think two things will happen. Either people will reclaim those words, but that debate will never end.
Right.
Or we'll, you know, forget about them. Like the word gyp for gypsy. Like, nobody knows what that means. You know?
Because I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, exactly. It's like you have to go into do some research and find that there's like slur words that just go out of use. And then there's some that are like, I mean, that's why people love the N-word, because it's powerful. It is filled with taboo. It's filled with electricity.
Yeah, it is.
And it's hard to let go of those things.
Well, it is. But we African-American people are wrong for still using it. We are. We're wrong, and I'm guilty.
But I don't think, like, you know, and part of me is kind of like, you know, it words, you know, are just words.
They are, but it all depends on the force and energy you put behind that word. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That makes it powerful. You know, that's just the way I feel. We give it the power by the way we give it.
But is it mm-hmm. a situation too? Is that we're trying to control the weather in the sense that, like, nobody really controls language? Language is an organic thing.
Honey, we have freedom of speech. We live in America.
Yeah.
This is America. If you look like a fucking man, somebody's gonna call you a fucking man. If they think mm-hmm. that you're a trans, they're gonna call you a trans. That's gonna. I've seen me. Am I lying, friend over there? I've seen men call real women trannies. Have you not seen
yeah, that? I have. Yeah.
The bigger your ass is, you're now a tranny.
Mm-hmm.
If your ass is huge, you are a tranny. And there are some women that have naturally big asses. And then there's some women that have unnaturally big asses.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Portillo's. There's some big asses.
Big asses that have seen the same doctors that we've seen. And now they have these gigantic asses. And when they walk out in public, men are saying, that's a tranny. Are you a tranny? Are you a dude?
What's that? Like V. Stiviano. Like, what's her name got into trouble?
Who was that said she looked like a...
She was trying to clock her.
It was Wilson.
Carney Wilson was on The Talk, and then she said that V. Stiviano, the mistress of the racist Clippers owner, she read as transgender to her. And people are pissed off about that.
Parker
was in it. Yeah,
Parker wrote a whole article on it.
But that's what she saw.
And tweeted her. Yeah.
How can you? You can't get mad at what somebody sees, baby.
Yeah.
You can't. Everybody don't have your eyes. People don't see. Somebody may look at me and say, "She looks nothing like a woman. Nothing." And that's fine to me. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's also true. Like, I guess the question is, what does trans look like? And one trans person doesn't look like another trans person. So,
what is a woman? What is a man?
And so, what's your opinion of Honey Dip? Honey Dip is a trans sex worker who is suing Eddie Murphy for $1.2 million. But we're not really sure exactly why she's suing him.
Baby, it's like I said in my last vlog, okay? Now, no shade to Miss Honey Dip, because I don't know Miss Honey Dip like that.
But she has a great name.
Honey Dip isn't, it's a good porn name.
Mm-hmm.
A good hooker name. A good back page
name. That's not a church name.
No, it's not. It's Honey Dip. He's dipping my honey. But, you know, I just feel, this is the way I feel. These are my feelings and no shade to Miss Honey Dip, okay? But.
If you're listening, Honey Dip.
And it's no shade. I don't know the relationship that she and Eddie Murphy had. I'm quite sure that there wasn't a relationship between her and Eddie Murphy. We, as trans women, have to understand these are, in their mind, these are heterosexual men that are doing a down-low thing that they're doing with us. Even if they publicly ride with us in the car down a street that nobody's on, they're still having a secret relationship with us. You, as a trans woman, have to get that dough up front. Okay? They don't do right by real genetic women. What in the fuck makes you think that they're going to do right by your transgendered ass?
That's what, you got to get paid. Don't give the haul before you get the gold.
That's right. You know, when you deal with these high-end individuals, because I'm quite sure he was a client. When you deal with these high-end clients, these high-end individuals, You can. Was when I was escorting heavy, you can fall in love with your John. You can do that. Mm-hmm. You can fall
it
in love with
in Pretty Woman.
Yeah, but Pretty Woman.
That's a movie. Like in real life, she would have ended on his frying pan.
Yeah, but you know she should have kept those jewels and all that stuff because you already know the outcome of that. That's a honey. That's a man. Yeah. That, my dear, is a man. Men are very. I've learned. See, these girls don't do. They don't do porn. They don't. Honey, we're doctors and lawyers and teachers. They don't know this side of the stuff because they don't deal with the dark man. Okay, the men that come to deal with escorts and call girls and all this. This is the unfiltered man. You know, dealing with the man that comes to you wanting your vagina, your asshole, your penis, your mouth. You know that they're. From the door, there is an invoice at the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know this stuff. You can't feel some kind of way when these men have access to a plethora of other chicks and other beauties and other cuties. And even,
well, I guess she feels that she was promised things and he didn't give it to
her. Well, I mean, they all promise us. Like, she's not the only one that's dealt with Eddie Murphy. And she's not. Oh, I haven't. Well, wait a minute. I got to say this because that sounds like I did. I have not touched Eddie Murphy. So,
okay. Have you ever been with a celebrity?
Honey, what? What girl hasn't?
Can you say some names? Or
no, let me tell you something. I would never ever tell. Let me tell you why I would never tell, because the way my career is going now, I'm not going to have my face dirty, you know, where I can't stand next to a person and take a picture because they think they're going to be involved in some type of scandal. Mm. What I love about RuPaul is that RuPaul is when he's up in drag and beautiful and stuff like that, he can take pictures from the likes of 50 Cent all the way down to Barbara Walters. And it's just like, he's a personality. He's who he is. There is no dirt on him. Like, oh, well, you know, he's going to put you out there that y'all was.
So it wasn't the president of the United States is what you're saying.
No, it wasn't him. It was his advisor. Yeah, but no shade to Miss Honey Dip, you know, and I hope that this turns out to a great thing for her, because the last girl that had an incident with Eddie Murphy mysteriously fell off
the building and died.
I asked RuPaul point blank on this podcast, did you or did you not go on a date with Eddie Murphy? Because there's tons of rumors. And she's like, no comment. So that means she did.
No, that don't mean she did. It just means like you can't.
I don't want to comment on it.
No, you can't put yourself in stuff like that, being a great figure like that, because people feed into shit like that. Say, oh, girl, she did. Oh. Mm-hmm. And like when trans women do stuff like that, that to me pushes us back. Like that pushes us back under the cover. Like, oh man, I can't fuck with these hoes. These hoes is doing it. These hoes put me on blast. I don't even want to be. Don't even come in the room. I don't want to cast the girls like that, because they're gonna say. Like, I've been in a room with comedians and other actors and producers and stuff like that. I've been in the room with these people, and I tell them from the jump, listen, okay, let me break something down to you to the lowest common denominator, darling. If you don't have my coins, you don't got to worry about it, okay? So we come here, we're only here to do whatever business that we're here to do, uh-huh. okay? And nothing sexual.
But it's interesting because I think that you're in a difficult situation that everybody thinks that all you're fucking every single one of your friends. You know, and as if you're a transgender woman in the public eye and a celebrity's hanging out with you, the public's going to assume that you're having sex with that person.
Well, because the public people are idiots.
Yeah.
I have brothers. So sometimes when they see me with my brothers, like I've had girls pull my brother to the side and be like, you know, that's a man. And my brother's like, really? Are you sure? You do know we came out of the same hole, right?
Yeah. What do you think about Beyonce, Solange, and JC's big fight?
I'm glad we getting on some real topics now, homie.
And you didn't have to take an elevator to get up here.
Baby, it's gotcha. Now, there's only two things, honey, that happens when your husband and your when your husband is fighting your sister. Either you done told your sister that your husband been beating your ass, honey, and she mad about that, or your sister and your husband was fucking each other.
Ooh.
What do you think, really? What of the two, which one do you think is the most likely?
Because he didn't really fight back.
No, he
didn't. He was just like, what?
He just like grabbed her leg. No.
The rumor is that she was dropping his name to get her friends into a party. And he was just like, no, draw my name to get people into your party.
Was there anything to fight about and kick and scream?
You know what? I've gotten into fights with my fam, fist fights with my sister over smaller shit.
But did you see the tweet that was supposed to be a fake tweet?
What?
No.
That they say that she tweeted.
Yeah, something about
you hit her, but you won't hit me. Or something. Some tweet it was.
Do you think that like they're saying like, listen, families fight. This is a private matter. Mind your own fucking business.
I mean, I think it is, but they're public figures.
Yeah.
So that shit gonna fly right out.
TMZ reportedly paid $250,000 for that video.
Well,
tape.
Bitch, do you see what they made back? That shit was news in the middle of the night, just like her album dropped. Hi.
Do you think that celebrities might be able to manipulate this to sell albums? And why aren't you fighting with us instead of giving us something? You're dropping a new album today.
Should we have a fight in the hallway?
Yeah. Oh no, honey. All I'm gonna do is make appearances and put songs out there, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm gonna let my record label do the rest and stuff. I'm not gonna use any scandal to try to sell anything, because in the end it's not gonna work. It's just a gimmick. That's a gimmick.
Tell us about your new album.
Well, my new album is
You have a family of 10. They won't off in the elevator anyway.
Right.
A freight elevator, Mike.
Well, my new album that's coming out, I would release the name of it, but I don't want to do it right now. But my new single is called That Girl. I'm signed to a record label called The American Commission. Andre Excellence is the executive producer there.
This is news.
Yeah.
Because you just did this week.
I just did this whatever. And I've been recording and recording. Like, I've taken a lot of my catchphrases and made them into songs. Mm-hmm. And these are high energy songs, and they're going to be workout for you to work out to. It's going to cater to everyone that listens to it. When you get the album, you're going to just sit there and you're going to listen to a lot of stuff that I'm saying. A lot of my catchphrases.
Step your pussy up.
Oh, no, honey. I'm going to let you guys hear just the rough of Step Your Pussy Up. Step Your Pussy Up is one of the tracks on there, but the first single off of that is That Girl.
You listen to Step Your Pussy Up when you go to OBGYN?
And she's gonna be like, what? What's wrong with your pussy? It got feet. But you know, the album is gonna be great. It's garnered for everyone. It's made for everybody. But I'm really channeling my roots, my gay roots, and I'm very, very proud of the album, because the album is just me. You'll be able to meet Madison right there. No. She's the
got your soul in it.
So is this music available?
On May 20th.
Oh, so it's not even out yet.
No, I've just gave some tea.
Okay. All right.
We're going to do a big campaign. I did a lyric video for the first song, which we're going to be dropping on Memorial Day. But the first single, it will be out on May 20th on iTunes. It's called That Girl, and it's produced by the American Commission. You can put T.S. Madison in there, and you'll be able to
find it. Follow you on Twitter to get to find it.
Yeah, my Twitter is at T.S. Madison ATL and the number one.
And ATL stands for?
Oh my God, what did I say?
Always turning loose.
I don't want to say what it stands for right now.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yes, Atlanta, yes. Darling.
There's a fake study going around. Everybody's passing it as this is a truth. That a survey was conducted asking American parents what they would do if they found out that their son or daughter was a Homo sapien.
Oh, Jesus.
70% said they would kick them out of the house.
That was crazy.
This is like one of those idiots. Questions they ask on Jimmy Kimmel when they do like the man on the street interviews. Yeah.
But it just leads me back to stating that people see black and white and they're dumb. Homo sapien? Human being.
That's like when you're in grade school and people are like, oh, your epidermis is showing, and then they don't know it's your face.
It's just dumb. It's just dumb. You have to educate them, like, ma'am, it didn't say homosexual, it said homosexual.
Well, and that's part of the I think why that's being spread so much is because, you know, LGBT folks are human beings. You know, we're all homo sapiens.
We're homo sapiens.
Oh, my God. But it's just that people, this dumb.
Yeah.
They don't take the time to look at anything. They only see it right there in front of them. Oh, it's Homo sapien? Oh, get out!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a real study going around, but it's pointing out the obvious, that one of the biggest challenges facing medical research on diseases that affect African-American men is that our government is putting so many of them in prison that it makes it impossible to study. So a lot of medical firms and research that's being done on black men's health has to be terminated because the subjects of the study get put in prison.
So that's all black men are in jail?
That's pretty much what they're saying.
Well, the ones that sign up for the studies.
That's the ones that sign up for the studies. So they're trying to pass now legislation to allow if somebody is put in prison. Your friends are laughing.
She's already shaking her head.
Let me just finish saying this. So they're now trying to pass legislation to allow prisoners who have been already in the past part of studies to continue those studies. Because in the past, in the 1970s and 60s, they were doing medical research on prisoners against their consent. So they were like, here's your food, and there's a pill inside there. I don't know what it is. It might be some radiation.
Was it black prisoners?
Of course.
Oh, Jesus.
Honey.
Lord. Okay, before we move on to the next topic, Lord, I just want to send a special prayer up to heaven. Lord, when I tell you we just sat here and listened and learned that America, the United States, house some of the most stupidest people in the world. Lord, please send that same tree down that you did, honey, the tree of knowledge, and give us all that fruit. Amen.
Can I get an amen up in here?
Ding that bell. Amen. Ding.
Honey, this is crazy. So all black men in jail, and they don't want homosapiens.
Not all, but enough that it makes it pretty much impossible to actually do a study, because you need a number of people. And so if you're studying sickle cell anemia, for example, and, you know, 75% of the people in your study get sent to prison, and the study then they can't continue. They don't know how to treat people. And,
yeah, do you see how they put they put shit out in the atmosphere like that? They put all types of shit out in the atmosphere so people can believe that bullshit.
I love it. People, we're actually recording this simultaneously on video. You can see T.S. Madison's friend in the background.
I think you're in the background,
Your head is up there.
Girl, drive or roll up the partition, please.
So I thought this was sweet. California just passed a bill in the assembly, and it's called the California's Respect After Death Act, and the bill will help ensure transgender people have their authentic gender identity reflected on their death certificates. Because so many times the families get involved, or the people, they don't know who they are, and so they just, like, you know, mark it male or female. And now, you know, sometimes you really have to fight for people to have that. And so now there's going to be a law.
Well, that's great. That's great, because it's in my will. This is what's important.
You had to make a will.
This is important about stepping your pussy up. In my will, it states that. Because my mom is a Baptist. She's a Southern Baptist, honey. Mm-hmm. Baby, she was going to put me in a suit. I put it in my will, honey. She cannot bury me in a suit because I didn't live in a suit. Mm-hmm. That's in my will. And then everything else, like all the stuff that I own and my house and, you know, my money and stuff like that, you know, that's to be broken up or whatever. Like, my brothers, whoever, if I pass away before my mom, then that's what it stated for her to not bury me in a suit.
If, and just make sure there's 22 inches on that window.
On that window, okay?
What do you want to be buried in?
Well, I'm going to be buried, honey, in a ball gown.
Oh, a Wonder Woman, maybe?
No, no, a ball gown.
But part of it is like, you're already dead. Just throw my body off a cliff.
Yes, honey. Child.
It's like, respect me while I'm alive. Yes. Not fuck it. Forget about it when I'm
yeah,
dead.
Yeah, but still, like, I know that you know, there's going to be
people. Some families think, like, I'm going to get the last word
no,
in.
Darling,
this, you know?
No, I wrote that way. Yeah. I've written yeah. this, honey, in my will, so my mom and she and I had a very strong conversation about that. I said, mommy, I'm not going to allow you to do that because even though I'm dead, there are people going to be standing over me. You're going to have to hear this stuff if I pass away before you. Mm-hmm. And I had the same conversation. We were sitting around a lawyer because I have stuff. So I have to make sure that, you know, I'm proud that I have, I don't care what anybody says about me. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm proud that I've taken lemons and made lemonade and I've made a successful business for myself and I own things and I have, you know, little monies and, you know, I'm an established broad and I have things that I can leave a legacy behind or leave things behind for my brothers and their children. And I want to make sure that if I pass away that they know that their aunt was that girl.
Do you see yourself in the future having children?
Adopting, maybe.
Yeah.
Adopting children.
You could just adopt me. It's much easier.
Well, you're much too big for what I'd like to dress you in.
Oh, really?
Daryl Hughes on Facebook is asking, are you happy?
Well, I'm becoming happy now. Like more. I'm becoming more happy because I'm actually... At one point in my life, I regretted doing porn at one point, just for a split second. I regretted it because I was like, damn, you know, once you get involved in something, you're just stuck in that shit or whatever. But through social media and other channels that allow people to see that I'm more than just... Mm-hmm. I'm more than just that.
You're eating gummy bears?
Eating gummy bears. I'm more than that. And it just made me feel like, you know... Just I regretted it at first, but now that I see that people love me, people want to be around me, want to be in my presence. People don't even think twice about their porn. Oh, you do porn? Okay, child, whatever. Let's talk about the news. Let's talk about sports. Let's talk about what's going on in the world. They want to know what I have to say, and my words and my life are affecting other people's lives. So that makes me feel more and more important. And I'm happy that I feel now that I'm a gift to the world. Now I feel that I'm becoming a precious commodity to the world.
I'm going
to
wrap you in a bow before you leave.
Thank you, baby. Aww.
Madison Hinton, thank you for taking us to church.
Oh, we did go. We did
yes.
go.
We did we go there. Honey, I took communion.
It is Sunday, after all.
It is Sunday.
Drunk yes. the wine.
Yes. yes. Can I have another glass, please? Yes.
It was tasty.
Make it a double.
It was delicious.
And the video with Madison, it'll be up later on this week on YouTube, youtube.com/feastoffun. And you can also follow Madison Hinton and all the fabulous social media channels.
Yes, and if you like porn, you can.
You can still buy it.
Yeah, www.
And money goes to you.
Oh, all the money goes to me. All the proceeds. All the proceeds come to this charity, darling.
What is the? If somebody wants to buy your porn, it's you can plug it.
Where is it?
Oh, it's www.bigdickbitch.com.
Bigdickbitch.com.
Bigdickbitch.com.
Because it is a big dick.
It is a bigdick.com. But then, I mean, you could just have t-shirts and merchandise at www.newweave22inches.com. That's www.newweave22inches.com. Bell, please. Thank you.
It's like RuPaul's Drag Race. That's boobsforqueens.com.
Yes.
Boobsforqueens.com.
She got boobs for queens, but it's on the inside. Yes.
Follow me, please, on Twitter at TS Madison ATL1. That's TS Madison ATL1. And on Instagram, The Real TS Madison. And if you're on Facebook, just type in Madison Hinton, honey, and that girl will come up.
Remember, folks, Feast of Fun is made possible because of financial support of people like you. We do 5 shows a week. And if you want to listen to all of them, you're only going to get it on feastoffun.com/plus. So upgrade your account today and support the fabulous podcast that you love.
Bell, please.
We also have t-shirts for sale. You can get your drag queen inspired t-shirts like Hunty or The Shade is Strong with this one. Reading is Fundamental. And Shantae.
You say.
That's right.
Yes.
But we're going.
At feastoffun.com/store.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Thank you guys for having me, honey.
Thank you. Bye.
Yay.
Give yourself an applause.
Yeah. We'll be right back.